This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. I'm going to talk to Joe Bean in about half an hour, God help me.
Oh my God, the Gandalf of ska and rocksteady. Oh God, I love that man so much.
Yes, Denise, the Gandalf of ska, Joe Bean, is coming right up on What's the Ska? And you're very welcome to this, the final episode of the series surveying the ska scene in Ireland. We're going to reveal the arts of the selector and meet the bionic rats. But first, let's crank up that wireless and check out what's on the radio. Radio has played an important role in keeping the Irish ska scene together. Joe Bean has presented Ska Patrol on Near FM for 20 years.
Well, hello, welcome to this week's Ska Patrol here on Near FM. Myself, JB, on Monday the 29th of July 2019. And to get us started this week's show, we'd bomb scare from Scotland with a tune titled "The Day the Earth Stood Stupid." And then we follow that with a take on Laura Lakin's "Rudy Got Married." Don't actually know who was boy because I pulled out the wrong track. So that's a great start to this week's Ska Patrol.
We'll be eavesdropping on more of Ska Patrol in a while. But first, Derek Dalton gave me the list of Ska radio shows.
There's one for every night of the week if you're that diehard.
There's Ska Patrol on Monday from Dublin.
Monday night, Tuesday night, Rock City Rhythms.
Where's that from?
Dundalk.
All right.
Carl Collins.
Yeah.
Wednesday night is a not. Thursday night is Ska Mark Ripska. That's a Sweet and Dandy. And Friday night, St. Clair Luggard would be twice every month in with her sessions. And Sunday night then we'd have twice a month in Big Shot Sound System.
Right, where's that?
But that's based in Newport in Wales. The DJ is Lee Jenkins, but it's strictly Trojan Rocksteady then, like.
Radio Ska Patrol. Radio Ska Patrol.
You're 20 years on the air on Near FM with Ska Patrol, Joe.
20 years this December. The 6th of December will mark 20 years, yeah? Falls on Friday this year, as it was on Monday, obviously, back in 1999.
And it's every Monday on Near FM. And, of course, in the 21st century, you're all over the internet live as well.
Which is good as well, yeah, because you get international listenership as well from that. And then your bands, who tune in as well, so you get the odd promos sent over because of the liking the show.
Back in 99, how are you in a position to put yourself on the radio to do this?
Well, I was doing a fanzine from 97, 98-ish, and it was called Skyline. And then in early 99, I changed the name to Ska Patrol, following a song by a Swedish band called Skeletons. They had a song called Ska Patrol, and I changed the name then to Ska Patrol. So I was following in the footsteps of two other Irish lads who'd done ska zines, Millish from Drogheda in County Louth, who'd done one called Rude, and Ronald O'Donnell from Dublin, who'd done the one Walk, Rest and Play. So when they finished, I continued. I came on board then and started doing the Ska Line and Ska Patrol one. Then I was offered, from doing the fanzine, you got so many promos at the time from labels and bands from all over the world you're linking up with, and built up a huge collection. And there's a friend of mine who's done a traditional Irish music on show on Near FM, says, would I not do a radio show? So he introduced me to the manager. Got a couple of one-off shows throughout the summer of 99, and the manager seemingly liked the specials back in the day, and he said he hadn't heard the music in a long, long time, would I like to do a regular show? So then it kicked off. I got a regular spot on Monday the 6th of December 1999, and been going since.
Okay, you can contact us here on Ska Patrol. You can phone text us on 087 69 44 500. 087 69 44 500. Or you can ring me direct on 867 1190 if you're not too shy. 867 1190. But as always, you can join us on the Facebook group page, Ska Patrol, Weekly Ska Radio Show. Okay, let's step back in time with Celtic Posse and maybe the Umbrellas as well. Yes, two Dublin bands. And going back a few years anyway.
Yes, there is a fair amount of radio shows throughout Ireland covering ska and reggae.
And I like the way that the radio shows keep the tribe together, because I know you have an active Facebook page for Ska Patrol when it's on the air, and a lad in Kerry might send in a hello, and there might be a lad in Cork saying a bit of banter back to him. So there's always a bit of engagement through the Facebook when the show's going out.
Yeah, I just sort of encourage that as well, because I, on the night, if you listen to the show, it's you can contact us through this number, that number, and as always, the Facebook group page. So you can do all the waffling that you want to do, or just jot the names down as the night goes on.
And you do Ska Patrol live every Monday night?
Live, yeah. I like doing it live, yeah. Even if I get my tongue in a knot, that's it, it's live radio, it happens. If something goes pear-shaped on you, that's it, it goes pear-shaped. It's happened in the past. I'd be interviewing people and the phone will just go off, and all you can do is quickly play a tune, get your backing music in to cover, and then follow up after that.
Got the Harry Coyle there down in Mayo. Hello to Emily, Paul and Anna Rudy. How you doing? And hello to Brendan MacDonald up there in Belfast. Sent this tune out to you. Ska Patrol here on Near FM, myself, JB.
Joe has a great archive of live recordings, many of which he's played on Ska Patrol over the years.
Loads, yeah, I have everything, yeah. I'd say I have every band live. I've hundreds of Irish bands recorded, and English bands from festivals that I went to. I'd always link up with the bands and ask them, is it okay to record a gig, have a chat with the sound man, rig up the mini disc, and just take what was from the desk. 8 times out of 10, you got a good recording. Each venue and each sound man was different and had their own style, and did mic up everything and get a great recording. A huge array of bands. I mean, you could say to me, do you have a Gangsters gig there? So which one? So I'd have about probably 50 Gangsters live recordings, or Seven Deadly Skins, I'd probably have 30.
Radio Ska Patrol. Radio Ska Patrol.
Over the years, Joe has met and interviewed some of the greats.
One of the first out of two-tone bands, the very first interview I'd done with anyone from the two-tone fame, was Roddy Radiation at the Specials. I was down in Clonmel, I had friends in Clonmel, and he was coming over for the weekend just to chill out, and they invited me down, and I went down for an overnight session. A Dublin reggae band were doing a gig in Clonmel, so we went down and had a few drinks with the band down there, introduced Roddy to them, and went back and then done the interview the following day, I think it was, before I came back to Dublin. Some weeks after that, I interviewed Pauline Black from The Selector after a gig in Vicar Street in Dublin. After that, then, it's not that easy to get backstage. But if you get to meet the band while they're hovering around the bar areas, you know what I mean? So I'm here to do an interview. So that was following that, I got Bus or Bull Vessel, Rhoda Dacker from The Body Snatchers, Rankin Roger from The Bee. And then I went to Cardiff to see Madness. Now, I never got to meet Madness in Dublin. They do an interview, and it just so happened I went to Cardiff, the Cardiff Arena, found it easy to go backstage, went backstage, and I think it was 6 or 7 was over there, and I had the mini disc and mic in my hand, and Lee Thompson was the saxophone man from Madness, was sitting there, and I went over to an interview thinking, he didn't think he was going to say yeah, and he, yeah have a seat. So sat down, interviewed Lee, turned around then Mike Barson, the keyboard band, the main man who started Madness up, asked him, and he was willing enough to do it as well. So I've got the 2 interviews from Madness.
Ska is dance music, and the role of the DJ or selector is vital. DJ Ian Fiasco explains how he sees the role.
The role of a DJ is really important, and the role of the dancers as well, because like with Northern Soul, with disco, with house and free parties, it's all about the dancing, you know, and it's not the same as going to see a band where you're watching the band. It's all about the connection that the people that are dancing have, and the role of the DJ is more of a kind of a catalyst, or if you want to be a bit poncy about it, a shamanic, you know, kind of role, but it's more of being a catalyst for the dancing.
Nick Bar, the Ska Ambassador, views himself as DJ storyteller, and he revealed his approach.
I wouldn't make a set list ever. I have anchor points. I really want to play these one or two songs, and then I have to make sure I have a story to tell that goes from one to the other. Quite often, like, I have something in my mind. I think because I'm telling a story, there's a narrative, I think people can hop along. You know what I mean? Even if they don't really know what I'm thinking about. And some people who know the bands go like, oh, I know, he's playing this song now, and then the next one is a band that also played that song, or whatever, you know, whatever makes my, you know, synapses connect to the stories.
Okay, so you're linking...
I'm linking stuff, yeah. it's really whatever comes to mind while I'm DJing, you know. Obviously, you'll have a theme. Like, I literally sometimes try to have a journey around the continent or even around the world, you know. I use this phrase from Jamaica to Japan. But that's literally what I'm doing.
Ali Goggins is all about the dance.
I'd be one of the first people up dancing, I suppose. I don't know, when I hear the music, you can't help but dance, really. I love all types of ska music. Like, when you're going out to a gig, it'd be kind of more uplifting if it's like two-tone and stuff like that, but even just like kind of like the older stuff when the guys play vinyl and stuff like that. I think it's important to support the DJs because obviously it can be quite daunting if they're playing a gig or playing a few songs and nobody is kind of in front of them, nobody seems to be enjoying it. But I think once you get one or two people on the floor, everybody will start to join in, and I think once you start, you can't really stop, can you not?
Well, it's a really important job to start the dancing, because there's sometimes you'd see people are twitching, right, raring to go, but it's like breaking the ice, and who's going to be the first to throw the shape?
Yeah, well, definitely me and a few of my friends would be them people that were always the first up.
Well, bless you for doing that, because you give permission for other people to relax and enjoy themselves.
Exactly. We were at a gig a couple of weeks ago, and I remember that we were the only people dancing, so we just like went and grabbed the closest people that were sitting beside us and just picked them up and made them have a dance with me. They had a great time.
Joe Behan doesn't just present Ska Patrol, he also DJs.
I was very eager in the earlier days. I was just up and running and going to gigs, and then promoters are ringing me and saying, do you want to spin a few tunes a selector gig, or spin a few tunes a Bad Manners or the Beat gig, and all them type of gigs. I was doing, apart from the Irish band, asked me on board as well to DJ at their gigs. Of recent times, I wouldn't have been doing too much. This year, I think I've done the Dublin Ska Festival and a couple of Sketchy Wets gigs. I'd put all the regular stuff, like whether it's two-tone and the early ska stuff from the originators and inspirators. I'll just have a bag of tricks and put it in there and throw a bit of other stuff in and have a mix of everything, whether it's CDs or vinyl. A lot of the lads now are just reverting back to the vinyl layout, which is good.
Turn on in the moon, put the needle in the groove. 7 inches, that's all it is. 3 minutes and I got my drills. I'm hooked on 45s, don't like my music.
There's plenty of competition between DJs to find unique records. It's part of the tradition that goes right back to the early days of the sound system parties in Jamaica.
In the scene where people are still DJing for the ska scene or the mod scene or whatever, there's a collector's one-upmanship where people are going, oh, this is an original from the 60s. So, like, tracking those down is harder to do, but if you hear something on a compilation and go, oh my god, that's absolutely incredible, I want to see if I can find that single, that's the challenge, you know, to try and locate one that's in a good enough condition to play out in the public on a good sound system.
The Bionic Rats are fronted by Derek Claffey. They've released 4 albums already, but even before the first chord was played, Derek had paid his dues on Dublin's ska and reggae scene.
Reggae is the ballad that I paint with red, gold and green. Talking about the things I bear witness to on and off the Liffey's keys. I'm not Jamaican, Dublin born and bred. I'm not a rasta man. I have no God.
myself a gangster. So I met Patrick Colton one day on the street and he said he wanted to get a band together. And within 3 months we were playing the Attic down there along the caves there. It's long gone now. But we've done our fourth gig after 3 months. Yeah, I played in Gangsters for 3 years, I think. And then after Gangsters, got King Sativa together. We were doing well with King Sativa. It's a good band. Put out 2 albums that I'm proud of. And then when that ended, Bionic Rats was the next step.
Derek played bass in Gangsters and now he's the front man.
I miss that lad. I miss that guy standing in the back of playing bass. I really enjoyed that. I did. But I had to do it. It was the only way I could actually survive, I think, in the music business. I was relying on the other guys. Now, I was lucky I had Coco still singing my songs and he wrote his own songs and everything. And she got the same thing as well. But I realised when King's David split up and near the end, it was getting a bit difficult. I realised I didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to do it. But I said, I have to do it. There's only one way to continue on doing this, because if I learn other singers, I'm going to end up in the exact same position again. You know? So, yeah, just done it. I ask you to go, but still you remain. That's why I say, don't be giving it all that.
Bionic Rats strike me as kings of the Dublin ska scene. they deliver a quality show.
Yeah.
Del's a really good songwriter. They have a small brass section, but
yes,
it's tight.
They do.
Did you see the Bionic Rats live before you heard their records, or how was your introduction to the
band? I heard some of the songs first. Not many, but I heard a few. And then I saw them in Crane Lane the first time, not over in Dublin. They're really an interesting band, nice people as well. I mean, they've been on telly and everything, and they deserve it. You know, brilliant band. I hope they keep doing this for a long time. And they're also in my DJ set. I usually play at least a few Irish songs from the Irish ska scene in between, and the Hecklers, Bionic Rats and Intergalactic are, you know, the most likely candidates. You know, they're also very political, aren't they? More than other bands, yeah.
One More Nail in the Coffin, I suppose. So I like the way that's arranged. That was written the day of the marriage equality that morning. There's some songs that take years writing, and then there's other songs that just go down in a day. One More Nail is just basically what we're progressing as a society, really, isn't it? The less the church has to say in what goes on in government and in our lives. Like, my mother was really religious, and I have no problem with anybody being religious, but just keep it yourself. It's not something that law should be made around.
Morning in the coffin, one more nail. One more nail in the coffin, one more nail. Climb up the ladder.
I think half a mind. I like half a mind, lyrically.
What do you like about it?
I written seconds and they flew down and basically about racist. How stupid they are, ironic. If they had half a mind, maybe they could use it. No, I find racism just—it's just dumb. I can't get my head around how stupid people are. Just stupid when they're being racist. Just dislike someone for them. You know, I mean, they're an asshole. They're an asshole. Don't blame the whole where they come from. So half a mind, I suppose.
There he was, enjoying a pint in the Foggy Dew in Dublin when I called him. Derek is almost part of the furniture there. And Ali Goggins, she's one of the regulars at the Sunday sessions.
In the Foggy Dew, every Sunday, the Bionic Rats or the Rat Deppers play. So that's really good fun. It's a lot of two-tone. The Foggy Dew is in the middle of Dublin City, so it's very central. It's a good location. There does be quite a few people there and definitely a few dancers. So, I mean, if you are looking to go out and have a good time, that's definitely a good place to go.
I was just staying there before I took the call of friend. How long were you here? I think it's 14 years we're here every Sunday. It's a long hour stretch. You know, people that are into it are just great. We've done that, you get a last line, and it was great looking into a crowd of 200, 250 people and just knowing everybody. You know, I mean, just knowing every face, Brilliant. So who's had a nice foggy Joe on tour? That's what it felt like.
Foggy Joe on tour, yeah. Just what 300 yards away or something, is it, the last line?
That's it, yeah. Now, I planned the one lad last night, he said, organise a gig in Krakow, and he says he'd bring a gang, so that's the next one, that's the next Foggy Joe on tour. The boy and I got to start like a football team. People come and people go. It's always been that sort of banter, like, even myself, like, at the moment now I'm living in Poland, so there's another guy standing in. Now, I didn't say it's not the boy in Grafton, that's on there. The show goes on, the show will always go on, you know, like, no matter what.
I realised what the final track of this series would be when Noel Cronin interviewed me on Community Radio Y'all.
When you look at the specials, we'll say now, on Ghost Town, that's the one ska recording that stands out in my mind, because yeah, when that came out, it was completely different.
Ghost Town is a really interesting tune. It's the summer of 1981, Noel, right?
Mm.
It's the Toxteth riots and the Brixton riots in England. And in Ireland, we have the shadow of the hunger strikes.
Yes.
The biggest story in Ireland in 1981 is the hunger strikes, and it's Bobby Sands and the rest of them. So there's this air of unease. Mm. Where I grew up, there were black flags on every lamppost, right? Lads would come into school with black armbands. It was the biggest thing that was happening in Ireland at that time in my memory. England didn't have that. They had Toxteth riots, race riots, oppression. It's Thatcher's Britain. It's the police being sent in to disrupt working class communities.
And the music reflected that at the time, didn't it?
Well, this particular song, Ghost Town, certainly did. This
yes.
town is nothing but a ghost town. All the clubs are being shut down. Too much fighting on the dance floor. So it's a really dark song on one level.
Yeah, it painted a kind of a negative picture, didn't it, really, of society, you know?
Or an accurate picture, because things aren't
yes,
always
an accurate, exactly, things aren't always actually hunky-dory.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we go out and we like to dance and forget our troubles and all that, but sometimes we just have to sit down and accept that the world around us is not the way we'd like it to be. And the role of the artist in the community is often to say, hey, you might be feeling all right today, but your brother's not, right, and the woman down the road's not, and there's things coming that we need to be aware of. And that song, Ghost Town by the Specials, really captured the mood of Britain and, to my feeling, Ireland at that time.
This is the Specials, and if you're wondering what ska music is about, this is basically epitomises ska music.
Thank you for listening to What's the Ska, a brief overview of the scene in Ireland in 2019. To all the contributors who gave up their time and some of their secrets, my deepest appreciation and gratitude. Big thanks to the crew at Community Radio Y'all for their ongoing support and assistance, and to those of ye who helped me with the graw and encouragement. Míle buíochas díobh go léir. Thank you. So, ska, birthed in Jamaica in the creative furnace of independence. Ska, imported into England by the Caribbean community. Ska trickled over to Ireland through breakthrough hits and Christmas visits home. Ska reborn in the glory of the two-tone era where Top of the Pops icons inspired a generation. Ska kept alive by diehards and aficionados. Ska reborn in the 90s in Belfast, in Cork, in Galway and Dublin. Ska surging into the millennium as DJs, radio presenters and bands reveled in the joy of the sound. Now, Ska 2019, a golden age for ska in Ireland. Great bands, great festivals, great records, great people. What's the ska? That's the ska. What's the Ska was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written, produced, edited and presented by Eanna Dowling. A Community Radio Y'all production. This is the